今日の文法では最初の確認させてもらいたいんですがだけを勉強していきます。二つ目のサービスさせていただきますというのは PDF で確認してくださいね。
As we've mentioned previously, the causative form of a verb can mean either the causative or permission for something. This grammatical structure is used for permission. So, させてもらいたい is often used to express the speaker's desire to do something, but the way of asking is extremely polite. I would like you to let me do something.
そうですね。英語にするとちょっと変ですよね。
夏子さん、I would like you to let me talk to you.
話をさせてもらいたいんですが。
It's extremely polite. The best way to illustrate this is to give you some examples. So we're going to give you a few examples, all with させてもらいたいんですか? which is often used to ask for the listening party's permission about the speaker's desire to do something. In this case, it's obvious that the subject is I, the speaker, and the listener is you. And therefore, the subject and the indirect object are often omitted. So we're going to give you the following examples. And remember, the subject is the speaker, and the listener is the indirect object. Okay, here we go.
会社をお休みさせてもらいたいんですが。
Could you let me take the day off?
すみません。この服を試着させてもらいたいんですが。
Excuse me. Can I try on this outfit? And of course, probably the closer literal translation is, I would like you to let me try on these clothes. And of course, in English, this gets translated into could you or would you?